person comes to Yetzer Hara, a person feels Yetzer Hara is chubbing him. He feels he's low. A person doesn't realize how much kovod, how much kovod shemayim is megala when he fights with his Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is a person telling a person the whole time, any aver, whatever it is, he's telling a person, be married with Malchus Shemayim. Be married with Malchus Shemayim. The person conquers his Yetzer Hara. That's the sod of Matcha Tzadik. He didn't bow down. He didn't bow down. He was steadfast. He was stubborn. He didn't bow down. As person is Mechavad Malchus Shemayim, so then he becomes a Merkava for Kvod Hashchina. That's the sod of Matcha Yatzim and Lifnei HaMelech, Mavush Malchus. Mordechai was the biggest kvod Malchus Shemayim. The fact that he was stubborn, the fact that he didn't let anything go by. So that's why he was Ramesh Megala kvod Malchus Shemayim. That's why his bechina was a bechina of Mordechai Ahoman, the Sitra Achri himself. He's going to say that I tried to be machti you. The fact that you were so stubborn against me, the fact that I couldn't get you to do an avera, that shows how loyal we are to our Kodesh Baruch, how loyal we are to the Malchus Shalom. And mainly the Yetzer Hara is going to be the one that's going to have to be Mechabed us. The Yetzer Hara is going to be the one. The Yetzer Hara is going to be the one that's going to be Mechabed us, that's going to bring us to all the high madrigals. Not Chayotza Lifnei Melech, but Gush Malchus. Homan is the Yetzer Hara. Homan tries to be Mechabed us. It's going to be Megala when Mashiach comes. It's going to be Megala. Kodesh Baruch. Send the Yetzer Hara, fast to be Megala Malchus Shemayim. Every time the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and says, do the Avera, the person says, you know, I want to be, I care for Kvod Shemayim. I'm sensitive to Kvod Shemayim. I'm sensitive to Kvod HaOlam, to Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech HaOlam. A person doesn't do the Avera because he's sensitive to Kvod Malchus Shemayim. He's Zoicha to the Kovod of Matcha Yotzer and Milfei HaMelech, Bilvush Malchus. When the Malchus Shemayim was down, when Malchus Shemayim was down in the dumps, and Achashverosh is using the big day kahuna, Achashverosh is using Kelim and Kelim Shemayim. So then, when all this was happening, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Malchai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchus was so in the dumps, Malchai was lavash b'sak ve'efe. Malchai felt, the whole time Malchai felt, what's the Malchus Shemayim in his matzav? Every matzav he was in, what's the Malchus Shemayim in his matzav? He felt the Malchus Shemayim was down in the dumps, he was lavish sak veif. When he felt that now the Malchus Shemayim, Achashverosh is starting to listen to Esther, so he felt the Kvod Shemayim is going to be Nisgala. And maybe the same way as he had Levushim of sak veif, when he felt the Malchus Shemayim was down in the dumps, so too he was lavish bevulch and Malchus, he was in slavish bevulch and Malchus. Malchus Shemayim, when things started going up, the person the whole time has to think of every mice that he does, where's the Kvod Malchus Shemayim? Where's the Heilige Kvod Malchus Shemayim? Hashem is waiting for Mashiach to come. Hashem is waiting for Malchus Mashiach can only come when he realizes that Abayin Shalom is taking us, we're all living Malchus Shalom, all our bodem for Malchus Malchum. He realizes when he the Hutzi, when he looks at the world, he sees what's the world without a piece of English. What's the world without this cold club? What's the point of living the Heilige Torah if a person is not thinking of Malchus Shemayim? Tefillah is David HaMelech Malchus. Tefillah the Oni Kiryat Torah. A person mustn't learn Torah before he starts with Tefillah. Tefillah is Tefillah the Oni Kiryat Torah. Malchus Shemayim, the Heilige Malchus Shemayim. Until Mashiach comes, we have to be Megala the Malchus Shemayim in the world. Once we're Megala the Malchus Shemayim in the world, everything we do, we say, we're doing this action for your Malchus Shemayim. So then everything will be good. Kol Yaakov, Tefillah, Yodayim is Maisa, Maisa is Malchus. The Koil is the Tefillah, Tefillah before the Malchus. Yaakov being a Davins to Abayin Kol Olamim. And then, even afterwards, when he does actions in this world, he does actions with Malchus Shemayim. I have to mention.